Today, let's talk financial advising, retirement and tax strategy. Where do you put your money? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Because today will help you build your legacy with the fly on the wall.
Welcome to Fly on the Wall Finance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I am here with our host, Jamie Malm. Jamie, how are you today?
Well, as you like to say, if I was any better, I'd be you. Actually, we like to say it was Brad, right? But it's always good to be Brad.
I'd be Brad Malm, your better half. Right. Yeah, it's always good to be Brad. I mean, he's living the life. You and I are here working. Who knows what Brad is doing right now, right?
I'm pretty sure he's across the hall also working, but I don't want to give him credit for that. So
That's good. No, he's a hard worker too. Well, I've been good. I've had a crazy busy week. How about you?
Yes, but it's been good. We are hosting a training event for financial advisors tomorrow. So this is something that my clients ask me about sometimes, like, what do you do when you travel? Well, most times we are bringing in other financial advisors from across the nation and we're holding training events for them. So we're going to be on the road at Nashville doing that. It's one of our annual events. We bring in about 75 advisors that will be there learning from all of us. So that's really cool. And then, you know, back in time for the weekend. So it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm actually going to Nashville this weekend. I'll only overlap a little bit. Okay. I fly in Thursday night, so I won't see you, but I'm going to be there Friday through Monday. So, yeah, I know you guys are going to have fun. You're going to see a lot of other top advisors from around the nation, and you guys are going to try to meet with other advisors and help them with things you do that work for you. And I think that's great. You do a lot of training and education, and I know that's what the show is for, too, to help educate our listeners on what they need to know about finances that can help them. And Jamie, I love the subject you have picked out for us in the title, Washington Retirement and What's Next for Taxes and Irma. Old Aunt Irma, my old Aunt Irma.
Old Irma, yes. Yep, that's right. We're going to dig into why taxes in retirement may not be as predictable or as low as a lot of retirees expect. Sometimes we hear the, you know, well, once I'm done working, I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket. So is that true? Plus how changes in Medicare's Irma surcharges can surprise people. It's not a good surprise usually. And then most importantly, we're going to talk about how you can protect your income, your savings, your nest egg through some different strategies and tax diversification.
Sure. Well, it's a lot. Let's start with Medicare and everything else. Let's start with taxes. I mean, a lot of retirees out there, Jamie, assume that they're going to be in a lower tax bracket once they retire or stop working. But is that really true?
Yeah, it is a natural assumption because we think, well, when I'm not earning as much income, I'll probably naturally fall into a lower tax bracket. But it can be a dangerous assumption because tax rates can do three things. They can stay the same, they can increase, or they can decrease. So you have to ask yourself, what do you think is most likely to happen based on kind of the world that we're living in right now? And without realizing it, when you put money into a traditional 401k, a traditional IRA, a SEP, a simple, anything that's pre-tax, anytime we take that tax deduction up front, when we make those contributions, we are actually betting that our taxes are going to be lower in the future. So we need to ask ourselves, do I really think that's true? Because with the federal deficit rising, national debt, the odds are strong that taxes are going to have to increase over time. So even if your personal income is lower in retirement, your taxes may still go up. The government could take a bigger slice of that, which is what we want to protect ourselves from.
Yeah, and that's what I think we'll see eventually, and I think most people would agree, and experts would agree with that. And a lot of people, for a lot of people, though, taxes are going to be one of the biggest expenses they have in retirement, along with healthcare, probably the two biggies, right? Taxes and healthcare.
Yeah.
But taxes, the reason they're going to be so big is what you just mentioned, those tax deferred accounts. A lot of people, when they retire, all of their retirement money is in a tax deferred account, unless they've been working with you
right.
and have a plan and a better balance. Most people have 401ks, traditional 401ks and traditional IRAs. That's the majority of people out there. It's all taxable when you take it out. That's what they have for retirement, other than Social Security, or if they're lucky, a pension. But that's taxable income. So they've got to watch out. And but tax rates right now are at historic lows, right?
Crazy, but yes.
Yeah. So the government probably will have to increase taxes to offset the rising debt, pay for all the government programs. We could see tax rates go back to what they were in the past or even higher. So retirees could end up paying more in taxes with even less income. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's crazy to think that we are actually in one of the lowest tax brackets in the last 100 years. It certainly doesn't feel like it.
No.
But if we look at what has happened over the years to our tax brackets, if we look at when they spiked to the highest bracket being 90%, which it's hard to even fathom, right? 90%, 70%, staying between 50 and 60%. It was in the times that the government needed money. World War I, World War II, the Korean Wars. Well, what happened in 2020? We had not a war, but we had a major economic issue that happened with COVID and those stimulus packages, all the things that we had to do to offset the impacts of that have added to this debt. Mm-hmm. If you haven't ever looked, I don't know that you want to, but you can go to usdebtclock.org.
I stopped going there, but it is fascinating, but it is entirely too depressing.
Just the interest just the interest that's rolling on a dollar amount, just flipping over, you know, every second that you're on there, it just continues to roll up. It's wild to watch. So when we combine that rising debt with the need for the U.S. to offset, we've got to pay that back somehow, right? So we have this need to offset the high cost of government programs. Medicare and Social Security are the two biggest ones. The defense fund, you can see on the U.S. debt clock kind of where the money goes. But we combine the need to offset that with the fact that people are retiring with, like you said, the bulk of their money in accounts that have not yet been taxed, we create this recipe for potential disaster where the government needs more money. Well, guess what's prime for the pickings? Your 401k, your simple IRA, your SEP, your traditional, all those big accounts that haven't been taxed yet, we are susceptible to then whatever those future tax rates are going to be. And that's what we want to insulate ourselves from.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's huge, obviously. And people need to understand that there's a lot going on here and you need to work with a trusted financial professional, somebody like yourself. And when the U.S. needs money, they're going to raise the taxes. And boy, we're getting to that point. I mean, we haven't had a surplus since the beginning of this century. So
crazy,
or decade, at least since 2001. Basically.
2001, I think, is the last time we had a surplus. Yeah. And Washington can change the rules at any time. So the legislative risk is real. For example, we've talked a lot recently about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Well, that lowered rates in 2017. Those were set to expire the end of this year. That got extended. And you'll hear this term permanent thrown around a lot. Well, permanent just means that there is not a set date for them to expire or sunset.
Put it in quotes, permanent.
Yeah, permanent, yeah.
Yeah.
Future legislation can change the rules. So we're not any more less likely to have future tax increases than we were before. It's just this administration has said we didn't put a final sunset date on it.
Sure. Well, and that's important to know too. And I think it's not just about what you earn though, right? It's about what you keep and what laws are on the books when you retire. And we don't know what laws we'll be playing by, since you said, you know, the government or legislative uncertainty, they can change the rules. Congress and the Senate can change the rules at any time on us.
Yeah, which is why the tax planning piece of things is just as important as our investment planning. And one of the mistakes that I see advisors make, and this is one of the things that I feel so passionate about when we get together for trainings like we're going to hold in Nashville, is helping advisors zero in on the importance of tax planning just as much as we focus on investment planning. We have to prepare for those scenarios and protect ourselves against losing a huge chunk of our hard-earned assets to taxes. Otherwise, we've done all of our planning on the investment advisory side, we've grown the assets, and we've done little to no planning for taxation. Well, we're going to lose that out the back end then to this other risk, which that's what we want to avoid.
Sure. And you've talked about the retirement tax bill. Explain what you're talking about there.
Yeah, the retirement tax bill, I think we need to think of our 401k or IRAs, all these pre-qualified accounts, is like a joint account with the IRS, which isn't probably the picture most people want. Like I co-own this with the IRS, but yeah, you kind of do. You put money in, it grows tax deferred. When you retire, Uncle Sam sends us the bill. It's the toll we have to pay to get the money out of that account and into our pockets. And how big that bill is depends on future tax rates, what your withdrawal strategy is, and whether you've taken any steps beforehand to reduce that liability.
Yeah. Well, and you definitely want to minimize that for sure. And all these things you're talking about relate to minimizing your tax burden. And, you know, you've given us hypothetical examples where, say, a retiree could end up paying hundreds of thousands more over their lifetime just because they didn't plan for rising taxes, right?
Yeah, we show for almost every client that we bring on, one of the first things that we show high level is a comparison of, if we do nothing from a tax planning standpoint, if you just continue on the path that you're on, we don't make any changes, here's what you can expect your retirement tax bill to be. Now let's compare that to, if we make some tweaks over the next few years, here's what your retirement tax bill would be. And the difference is literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in most cases, which just shows how important it is that we zero in on this earlier rather than later. For example, strategic Roth conversions can spread taxes out over time. We start to move money into that tax-free bucket using IRS code 7702. There are specific rules and there are criteria to ensure that that stays in that tax-free vehicle. But leveraging opportunities like that means the withdrawals that I pull out when I need it, they're tax-free. The money that I then pass on to my heirs, it's tax-free.
Nice.
Those are the things that we want to start looking at, rather than just, let's do nothing. Let's just continue on the path that we're on. And then we're shocked by this giant tax bill that happens at the end.
Yeah. 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 Like our buddy Ed Slott says, the ticking tax time bomb, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, and now let's shift gears. I mean, we've talked about taxes a bit. Let's shift gears to Medicare. I mean, that's and something that most people don't hear about until it's too late. And that's you have one mean aunt, and that's Aunt Irma. Talk to us about Irma. What is Irma?
Nobody likes to hear from Irma. That's right.
Right.
Actually, this all kind of plays together. So yes, we're shifting gears from just talking taxes to Medicare, but it all kind of plays together because when we pull withdrawals from a taxable account like that 401k or IRA, that's money that gets added to our adjusted gross income. And our adjusted gross income is what we look at to see if I'm going to be subject to Irma. And IRMA stands for Income Related Monthly Adjustment Amount. And all that means,
of course it does.
All that means is if you make too much money, we're going to charge you more for Medicare. So, and it's significant. It's about $500 a month more if you breach that level. So
yeah, your monthly Medicare payment can go from, what is it, 175 or something, all the way to 670 some dollars, yeah, right?
It's around $500 for the first level of the threshold that you kick in.
Yeah.
So we might not be thinking about, you might think, well, I'm not going to make, you know, in this instance right now, I think 2025 for a single filer, it's $106,000. Well, I'm not going to make over $106,000, so I'm good. Okay, but where are you pulling assets from? You don't have to make that money, but if you pull withdrawals and you break that threshold of 106,000, now you have, and now you are subject to IRMA. So we need to be cognizant of what our withdrawal strategy is and where we're going to pull our money from, because if it's primarily going to be coming from qualified accounts like 401ks or IRAs, those withdrawals are potentially going to make us subject to IRMA.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, IRMA is a bad one. And a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to make that much every year in retirement. If it happens once, if you move money from one place to the next and you're moving it out of something, the wrong type of account, you're going to get hit with a tax bill. And so these surprises, a lot of people get surprised by this and it can be a costly mistake, right?
Yeah. And even doing something that you think is beneficial or it's the right move, like a Roth conversion, we have to be strategic with that. For example, rarely do we just take, one account and say, well, let's just go convert all of that to a Roth, because that's going to push us into the higher tax bracket. It has then this trickle down effect of now I'm subject to IRMA. Now my Medicare premiums have increased. So there's probably a more strategic way that we should go about things. And sure. That's why it's important to have some guidance and be working with somebody who's well-educated and how to plan and make sure that a decision that you make over here that sounds like it'll be beneficial didn't harm you on the other side.
Sure. So what can people actually do about this? What are some of the steps or a first step?
Yeah, I think first, don't wait until you're retired. The earlier we do this, the better. The flip side of that, I would say, don't assume it's too late either. It's never too late. It just, income planning and tax planning work best when you start early. We want to have our money as diversified as possible. So the three buckets of money that I would look for in your portfolio would be our tax-free buckets, something like a Roth, a muni bond, maybe that 7702 IRS code that I talked about. We want to have some money in tax deferred accounts like our traditional. There's places that those fit, 401k accounts, and then maybe some money in our taxable accounts. Think your brokerage accounts where you owe taxes on the interest each year, things like that. But we want to monitor where the withdrawals are going to come from, and we want a written income plan on where we're going to take the money, what bucket it's going to come from, when we're going to do it, because we can't always control if we pay taxes, but we can control when we pay them, which helps give us more flexibility and prevent some of these side effects that we don't want to occur.
Right. So it's about control and flexibility. And if you have more control, you can maybe avoid surcharges like IRMA.
Yep, exactly. Goal is to keep more money in your pocket, not send it to Uncle Sam.
Right. And, I love this because, Jamie, you make these complex issues easier to understand for us and really educate people. Hey, these are situations that are out there. You need strategies and a plan to really make sure that you're prepared, right?
Yeah, it's something we feel very passionate about. We want to make sure everybody that we meet with has a plan that fits their lifestyle, it fits their goals, it fits their objectives, and it's as tax efficient as possible. That's the key.
Yeah. So what's the takeaway here? What should our listeners do?
If this is something that you're not quite sure if you have in place correctly, we will run a customized retirement tax analysis for you. We do these at no cost. We don't know yet if we can even help you, so we're not going to charge you to come in and see if we can help you. But the first place to start would be to get that customized tax analysis and really take a look at your comparative retirement tax bill if you continue down the road that you're on versus if we made some tweaks and changes. What's the impact to you? That's the first thing that I would encourage every listener to know about their scenario. So you can go actually to our website. There's a link at the top that says, is your tax bill too high? You can click on that. You can get some preliminary info. It'll send us a message. We can call you, or you can just call our office directly and say you'd like to come in. You'd like to get your customized tax analysis. And that number is 620-377-6456.
All right. So don't leave your retirement up to chance. Call Jamie and the team there at Iron Horse and do it today. Get that no charge, no obligation consultation set up. And Jamie, great show today. We're out of time. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Fly on the Wall Finance with our host, Jamie Malm.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. That wraps up another episode of the Fly on the Wall podcast. Join us next time as we continue the conversations and bringing you behind the scenes in the world of finance. And don't forget to stay connected with us on your favorite social media platforms and subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts so you don't miss an episode. And we will see you next time.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Iron Horse Financial Services and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Iron Horse Financial Services makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. This commercial shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or advisory services to residents of any other state other than Kansas or otherwise permitted. Topics should be discussed with your financial advisor prior to implementation. Advisory services offered through Iron Horse Financial Services, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Iron Horse Retirement, an affiliated company. Iron Horse Financial Services and Iron Horse Retirement are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.